is very important for understanding the layers that have resulted in Granada as we know it today. There is still a Moorish influence present in the Arab baths, hookah, and tea culture. Shawarma, a popular dish, and the architecture, just to name a few. Europe clings onto years of history, and Granada is no exception. The Alhambra is by far the most popular attraction in Granada, and for good reason. It is a palace which began as a fortress in 889 AD. Over time, the fortress became the home of the Moorish kings and queens, and then, with the 1492 conquest of Isabella and Ferdinand, became a domicile for the new Catholic reign. The area around the palace has grown extensively since its origin, with grand gardens and plazas, and even a citadel. If anyone is looking for proof of the unique cultural convergence experienced by Granada, this place is it. Very distinct Moorish architecture has left its print all throughout the palace, while some newer developments, like the addition of a chapel, are clearly influenced by Catholicism. Outside the palace, La Alhambra is surrounded by numerous vibrant gardens, making spring to early fall the most ideal seasons to visit. The palace rests in a crevice of the Sierra Nevada, giving it a magnificent view of the city nestled in the valley below. Climb to the top of the watchtower, Torre de la Vela, for an enhanced experience. For access to La Alhambra, Line C3 stops at the main ticket office. Private transport is not allowed, but taxis are a viable option. Walking is doable as well if you are staying close to the city center. 2. A rich history, Cathedral of Incarnation. Built on top of the city's main mosque after the conquest by Ferdinand and Isabel, this cathedral is a magnificent architectural feat. It was completed in 1561 and features an interesting mix of Baroque and Renaissance styles. The cathedral holds mass for the public each Sunday. It is also open to the public for tours during the day and organ concerts on occasion. 3. A rich history, the Royal Chapel of Granada. The Royal Chapel was built adjacent to the Cathedral of Incarnation at the behest of King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, who wanted a final resting place within the city. Their tombs were made in 1517 and can still be visited today. There are other artifacts here as well, such as Ferdinand's sword and Isabella's crown. I would recommend touring the cathedral and the royal chapel at the same time. Audio guides can be purchased to add context to the history behind these extraordinary sites. 4. A rich history, Basilica of Our Lady of Sorrows. No matter your religious affiliation, I am of the opinion that Spain cannot be experienced properly without acknowledging the sweeping influence of the Catholic Church. La Basílica de la Virgen de las Angustias, known in English as the Basilica of Our Lady of Sorrows, is a church located on the Carrera de la Virgen, one of my favorite stretches of road in Granada. The tree-lined promenade begins at the Fountain of Battles and ends at the Fountain of Pomegranates and makes for a gorgeous stroll during the fall or spring. To see the basilica in its full glory, I would recommend visiting in September, when Spaniards travel from neighboring towns to celebrate the month dedicated to Our Lady of Sorrows. On the 15th of September, the local bishop attends La Ofrenda Floral, in which the entire facade of the church is covered in flowers donated by citizens and visitors alike. Concerts take place throughout the last week of September until Sunday, when the figure of Our Lady of Sorrows is paraded through the streets and back to her resting place in the basilica. 5. A rich history, the house of Federico García Lorca. One of Granada's most famous figures from the 20th century is